Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory Henry College. It's my chance to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something odd, a story, a poem, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And there's no full-fledged wombat tonight. Just straight music. But there are a couple of rather interesting songs that are different from the others. It's fundraising time at Emory and Henry at WEHC. It's our spring fundraising drive, and it goes from last Friday, March 15th, through Sunday, March 24th. So anytime from now through next Sunday, the 24th, you can call up and make a contribution. The number to call is 276-944-6593, and we'd appreciate any contribution. $5 is nice, $10 is nice, $100 is great. In fact, for $100, you can get a day of the year dedicated to you at WEHC. But even a small donation is very welcome. The number again is 276-944-6593, and this is to keep the radio station alive and well. And bless the new equipment. That's what this fund drive is for, specifically some specific equipment that the station needs. And now it's time to start the show. And we're starting off with Natalie Merchant singing Poor Wayfaring Stranger. And the minor key in this I find just hypnotic and haunting. Poor Wayfaring Stranger. You just heard Natalie Merchant with Poor Wayfaring Stranger. Next up is Dar Williams, a folk singer who was around when I was in the New York area, and I saw live a few times. Very popular in the crowd then. The song is called Wilder Than Her. And if you listen closely to the words, you get a few surprises. I think the singer is trying to make the point that they are indeed wilder than their friend, and makes the point well. So this is Dar Williams with Wilder Than Her.
One of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows you down, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her. When we go driving in our cars, racing through the night, she can drive as fast as me, but she stops at all the lights. She says it's 'cause I'm crazy, and she's probably right. But I think that the reason is that I'm twice as wild, and I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her. But when she takes my hand, then she looks me in the eye. Takes the fire and turns it down low. She takes the night and makes it not so cold. She takes the distance and breaks it into miles. She makes my life just a little less wild, and I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her.
That was Wilder Than Her by Dar Williams. Next up is a song called Sentimental Journey by Doris Day. The song came out in 1944, went to number one in 1945. It was Doris Day's first big hit, and she went on to be one of the most popular singers of the 20th century. Very well known, was a movie star, just quite the success. So this is Sentimental Journey, her first big hit.
Thank you. a sentimental journey, gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation, spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. I'll be waiting up at heaven, counting every mile of railroad track that takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey, sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey.
That was Sentimental Journey by Doris Day. Next is a popular song from a generation later. This is Joan Baez. Joan would often sing with just her, accompanied by a guitar, stand on a stage and sing to an entire theater. Taylor Swift does that sometimes, but usually there's a lot more going on. But this is one of the songs, just very simple instrumentation. Joan Baez, Copper Kettle. Copper Kettle by Joan Baez. Next up is a classic country song that I fell in love with the first time I heard it, learned it, performed it, had a great time with it. I Am a Rake and a Rambling Man, sung by Don Williams.
I ran into an old friend of mine the other day. We hadn't seen each other for quite a while. What he had to say to me hit me pretty hard, because I think a lot of folks get started this way. He said, I thought it would be so easy, another one night stand. She seemed so warm and willing, right in the palm of my hand. Now it's 3 months ago last Wednesday since I woke up in her bed. Lord, I think I love her, but it scares me half to death. 'Cause you know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. But look at me now and tell me the truth. Do I look like a daddy to you? Oh, do I look like a daddy to you? Now she's feeling sick in the mornings, she can't get into her jeans. I spent my last $10, bought her a secondhand ring. I start to work next Monday, 'cause I just can't let her down. I've had me some good times, but it's all changing now. You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true. Do I look like a daddy to you? Or do I look like a daddy to you? You know I'm a rake and a rambling man, free as an eagle flies. Well, look at me now and tell me true. Do I look like a daddy to you? Or do I look like a daddy to you?
Don Williams with Rake and a Rambling Man. Next up is a song called The Rose in June, sung by Louis Killen. It's really more of a poem, a long, epic kind of poem, a story of a great storm and sailors in perilous conditions. And Louis Killen, who I saw perform a number of times, he used to come as a performer on the weekends I went to, has the most ornamented, beautiful voice I've ever heard. We were trained sort of to learn how to sing like Louis Killen. All the little things he does with each syllable and each little bend of the note. So listen closely. But it's a great story. Louis Killen, The Rose in June.
On the rocky coast of Scotland, in a little village there, there dwelt a man of honour, serving God without a care. He was not a man of honour, but a humble fisherman, working hard to earn his living. His name was Andrew Davison. He was the master of a vessel, and he claimed her as his own. She was fitted with all was needed. She was called the Rose in June, and with eager expectation he was waiting for the day when the time would come for fishing and the boats would sail away. Now Andrew had been lately married, And before he left his home, Andrew and his wife together knelt in prayer before the throne, asking God for his protection on his wife while he was gone, praying nothing would befall her, not of danger nor of harm. And his wife was kneeling by him, and she heard his fervent prayer, asking God for her protection, not a word of that for his. And her heart did sink within her as she rose from a bended knee, thinking on those terrible dangers and those perils of the sea. Now when the summer winds blew softly, heron fishing season came. Andrew Davis was preparing, heron fishing was his game. Andrew Davis was preparing with his crew to go to sea, not thinking 'twould be his last time evermore his friends to see. And all night long that storm was raging, and those angry billows roared. Many a vessel was tossed and driven all along that rocky shore. Their crews were clinging to them, all seamen strong and brave, praying that the Lord would save them from a seaman's watery grave. And all along the coast next morning, anxious eyes did watch and wait. The children of those absent seamen, still returning ships were seen, and one by one those vessels sailed in, till morning until noon, till all was safely anchored, all but one, the Rose in June, whom the seas turned bottom upwards, dashed against that rocky shore. Her crew was clinging to her, thinking the storm would soon be o'er. Andrew Davis, our captain, in that time of sudden fear, called on Jesu Christ the Saviour, and he bowed his head in prayer, saying, "Come on and sing God's praises." And at last they all begun. "Dearest Jesus, I am dying. What a comfort divine. What a comfort to know that the Saviour is mine. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory to revive us again." But these words were scarcely ended when the outwave struck her side, tore our captain from his holdings, and he sank beneath the tide, gone to join those friends and shipmates in that heavenly home, welcomed by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. And John Allen was our young mate, and he knew he was forgiven. Let us keep on with our singing, our captain is in heaven. And they sang so loud and trilled till they come to this last verse. "Slowly onward we haste to that heavenly place, for this is the glory and this is the grace. Hallelujah, send the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, send the glory to revive us again." But these words were scarcely ended when the outwave burst around, tore our young mate from his holdings, and his body too was drowned, gone to join those friends and shipmates on that heavenly shore, welcomed by his loving Saviour, singing praise forevermore. And the rest of the crew was rescued, but they'll ne'er forget the scene in that hour and that moment when that song they tried to sing. Or were no sermons ever preached or experience ever known like the hour and that moment, that hour of sudden doom? So sinners, give your souls to Jesus. It can never be too soon. If in heaven you meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June. Oh, sinners, give your souls to Jesus. It can never be too soon. If in heaven you'll meet the captain, meet the crew of the Rose in June.
The Rose in June, sung by Louis Killen. You know, earlier in the show, I said I didn't have a wombat, but I do have a wombat. And here it comes. I should have looked at my list more closely. This I recorded live in Chill Howie, and it's my fiddle teacher, Sam Gobble, playing the fiddle, leading a jam. A group got together. I was sitting to his right, playing the fiddle with him. I was just beginning as a student with him, and only knew some of the notes, mainly when he got back down to the tonic, I played that. But this is Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's performed by Sam Gobble, and I fell in love with Sam's fiddle style, and maybe you can hear why in this recording, which I made with a little digital recorder in Chill Howie at Sam Gobble playing Whiskey Before Breakfast. Sam Gobble and friends playing Whiskey Before Breakfast in Chilhowee 15 years ago or so. And now it's time to tell you who we are, what we're doing, and tell you what's up at WEHC. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturday afternoons at 1, from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. It's my chance to play songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something a little different, like we just heard, Whiskey, or just something I recorded. And I'm here to tell you that it's fundraising, spring fundraising at Emory and Henry. And we'd love to have you contribute, help us collect the money we need to buy new equipment. And the fund drive goes through Sunday, March 24th. So you can call at any time between now and then. The number to call is 276-944-6593. And it helps promote the radio station. And we have students who work here and learn here about all sorts of interesting things. It's an opportunity on campus for students. And all the volunteer hosts who have shows like me, who love this station for the chance it gives us. So if you can, call in 276-944-6593. But if you'd like to call me, Harry Baya, my number is 276-608-3060, and I will also take your contributions. And if you miss me, I'll leave your name and number, and I'll call you back, and we'll get it done. I will also, if you call me and make a contribution to WEHC, I will send you a homemade refrigerator magnet, which I don't want to do, so I'd prefer you call the other number, 276-944-6593. That's 276-944-6593. Rather than calling me, 276-608-3060, because if you call me, I'll have to make you a refrigerator magnet. In any case, please contribute to WEHC. And now, on with the show. Next up is Paul Stuckey from Peter, Paul, and Mary singing The Wedding Song.
Seen before, there's love. or the marriage of your spirits here has caused him to remain. Or whenever two or more of you are gathered.
That was The Wedding Song, sung by Paul Stuckey. A very popular song at weddings, I might add. Well, now for a little change of pace. I sometimes mention that the old-timey music, banjo, fiddle, and harmony, the voices, is my home ground. But I really have another home, too, and that's in old-time gospel music, which I just love. And here's a good example. This is called You Better Run to the City by C.J. Johnson. And I wish I could do it like this. This is one of my favorite kinds of music.
Oh, you better run, better run, better run. You better run.
Better run,
better run. Oh, you better run to the city. You can read in Guinness, you will understand that man through the land. He was not the oldest man, he lived 969, and died and gone to heaven in good due time. But you better run.
Run, run, run.
You better run.
Better run, better run.
You better run to the
city.
Yeah.
There
was a man of the Pharisees, oh well, named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus, he came by night. He said, I want to be born unto the heavenly sight. And Christ spoke to Nicodemus as a friend, said, if you want to get to heaven, you must be born again. Oh well, old Nicodemus could understand. How could a man be born when he is so old? I better you better
run, run, run.
And you better
run, better run, better run.
Yeah, you better
run.
Yeah,
yeah. You better run.
Well, you read about Samson from his birth. He was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. One day Samson was walking along. Oh well, Samson struck a rock, never found out. And Delilah came and sat on his knees. And please tell me where your strength might be. He told him a strength lie in my hand. You just shave my head just as clean as my hand. My strength will become as a natural man. But you better run. You better
run, better run, better run.
Yeah, you better
run to the city.
Oh, you better run.
Well, we've gone from folk to old-timey to gospel. And now we're going back to a 50s thing, 1955, Speedo by the Cadillacs.
Boom, boom, boom.
Tonight he often call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Tonight he often 'cause I don't believe in wasting time. When I up and call me speed, 'cause I don't believe in wasting time. Well, I'm known for pretty women, and I cause them to change their mind. Well, now some may call me Joe, some may call me Mo. That's Mama Speedo, he don't never take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Speedo, he don't never take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And naughty gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
That was Speedo by the Cadillacs. The next song is Dreams by Fleetwood Mac with Stevie Nicks on lead vocals. They recorded this in 1977. Stevie Nicks wrote this song and had some difficulty getting the band to agree to record it, but they did record it and it became the biggest hit that Fleetwood Mac ever had.
Keep you down.
Part of being in love is daydreaming. Here's a song, Sail Away by the Oak Ridge Boys. It's daydreaming about being in love.
Across the bay, a lady waits to hold me tight. And my boat and I are ready to set sail. If the weather keeps on holding and the wind is right, I'll be wrapped up in my sweet one's arms tonight. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sailed away with me. As I skip across the waves, my sails are high and full. My mind is on the one I wait to see. And I dream about an island somewhere in my mind, where someday I will take her off with me. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sails away with me. Then a smile comes upon me as I look across the bow. I see a lady on the side, but she will wait no more as I head for the shore. Cause tonight I'm gonna take her for a ride. And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sails away. We'll sail away on the wings of love into the night. Cast out our fortunes on the sea. Then we will go to sleep together with the rocking of the water. Dream of how our life will someday be when she sails away. We sail away on the wings of love.
That was Sail Away by the Oak Ridge Boys. And the last song on the show today is Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys by Willie Nelson. And though the cowboy era is long behind us, I think this message is still appropriate for the youth of today. There's a pull in that direction, and this kind of tells you what it's like. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold, and they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Long star bell buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. And them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars.
That was Willie Nelson with Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. And you're listening to WEHC, and the show you're listening to is Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. And it's fundraising week at Emory and Henry, so I want to remind you, if you can make a contribution, please do. Call in, and the number to call is 276-944-6593. And just a little bit of information. At WEHC 90.7 Emory and Wise FM 90.5 Wise, we strive to broadcast a wide variety of locally produced content. Tune in any day of the week and you'll hear at least 10 hours of content created by people in your community, your friends, family, colleagues, neighbors, and ENH staff and students, and even some retired staff like me. The shows range from local community news, talk, music, and ENH sports. You can also contribute online by going to WEHCFM.com and scroll down to the Donate button. Click it, and it'll lead you through making a donation to Emory and Henry's WEHC radio station. And I like to add in my personal invitation to call me at 276-608-3060, and I will walk you through making a contribution. What I'll do is I'll go online and type in the information for you, and if you do that and call me, I will send you a handmade, newly designed, I haven't designed it yet, refrigerator magnet. And so if you call me at 276-608-3060, I will send you a refrigerator magnet. But I'd rather have you call the other number so I don't have to make any refrigerator magnets. 276-944-6593. I'm going to have to make at least one. I promised somebody I would. The WEHC radio station fund drive goes through Sunday, March 24th. So you can call any time up until then. And now it's audience participation time. It's your chance to join me and help me end this radio show today. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.